Hi guys, thanks for staying here until early Saturday. Before talking about the protocol select, let's talk about some interesting things. So do you guys have a big spider in your backyard? This is one of my hobbies. I think I was born as a biologist rather than an engineer. Several days I found that the big spider is very, very sensitive to sound. Has ever you see that? It's very, very sensitive to the sound. So do you know which component in the spider can help you feel the sound? You guys can have a guess. Michael? Actually, as an expert for spider, I figure out the answer. I get a big spider and put it on the table and say, wrong! And then I see the spider run very quickly. Then I took out a knife and cut all the leggers and say, run! And I cannot see. This spider is still here. So I figure out the spider can hear a sound by the leg. Okay, so that's my test, and I'm an expert for spider, and also I'm also a expert for link protocols. Today we come back to talk about talk about the protocols. So Skype for Business, as you guys know, we buy the Skype company one year ago, I think. And we have developed the Skype for Business. So today we will talk about the Skype for Business protocols. So here's agenda. So since you guys, I think you haven't used Skype for Business before, so I will talk a little bit about Skype for Business. And after that, we will go through the protocol overview. That is the overview of the Skype for Business protocol family and the overall architecture of the design of the protocols. After that, I will take one of the most commonly used protocol to demo the typical Skype for Business protocol style. Actually, most of you guys are familiar with SharePoint Exchange, that's kind of protocols, but the Skype for Business protocols is totally different from the other protocols in other protocol families. So I will show you later, we use one of the common used protocols. And at last, I will use one of the typical use scenarios, that is online conference call, to demo that, how these protocols can work together to achieve something. So Skype for Business introduction. Skype for Business, actually, we have this product for several years, since 2007. But we have the name just recently at 2015. Previously, at 2007, it called Office Communicator Server. And in recent years, we called it Link. But currently, we rename it to Skype for Business. So if you guys read the documents of the Skype for Business, you will find the three names already still there. You will find all those three names in our protocols, but they all mean the same thing. That's Skype for Business. So, in one word, Skype Business is an online conference meeting system for which can be used to transfer the instant message, which can be used to transfer the audio-video data, which I can share my application to the other attendees, and also we have the enterprise voice. This typical example for the enterprise voice is voicemail, which can be transferred to the to Exchange. So here is a screenshot from my Skype. And here you can see this is the UI for the Skype for Business. I can type the instant message to the other attendees. And I also can share my desktop and also share the PPT to other guys. And also, I have a real-time phone call with one of the cell phone number. Actually, that's his Chinese cell phone number. I call someone in the in Chinese when I capture the screen. So that's the basically how we use Skype for Business every day. It's just audio-video capability online conference system. And here is a very simple deployment of the Skype for Business. In the right side, you can see we have this is the on-site users. This is a Skype for Business client is connected to the Link server, and also we can have some kind of agents which can be used to connect the server. The agents actually have some special. It's very useful. Sometimes we can use a huge agents to do some telemetry things. For example, if you have a very embedded system in your hardware, you can implement do something with the agent. You can put the agent in the hardware, and you can trigger some monitoring things and send it to the conference center. And also, in the internet, users and agents can access the Link server too. It can go through the edge server and a firewall to access the Link server. And also, common phone can join the conference meeting. So at here, most of you guys know that the common phone is transferred on the PSTN at network. So that's why we have an IP PSTN gateway at here. And also we have a media server to translate the PSTN payload and our IP payload, because Skype for Business is a software in a computer, so it's an IP network. Yeah. So then we talk about the Skype for Business protocol overview. If you guys have interested in this protocol family, the first protocol I suggest you to learn, to take a look is this protocol is the OCS prot. It talk about four. Majorly, it talk about four things. First is talk about the protocol itself and the deployment, and then protocol families overviews, and then comes the most commonly used test cases. That is OCS prod, the overview protocol for Link. So, and here is a protocol family we have for the Skype for Business. We can imagine that if we want to develop something like the online conference meeting system, which part is very important? Actually, it's three part. The first part is users, right? Because we need to get users to join the meeting. And second part is real-time data. We need to transfer between users. And third thing is how we control this message, how we set up the conference, how we control the message deliver from different users, right? So so that's the three part of the online conference meeting. Actually, our protocol is focused on the three part too. And here is the first part, directory protocol. It's this toolbar protocols, it's talk about the users, how do we get the user information in the Link server. The ABS is how the Link server can understand the address book from the which we get from the Outlook. And the DLX is what we can make the Link server can understand the distribution list from the Exchange server to get the user list. And the second part is about the singular control protocols. That's how we set up the framework for the online conference meeting, how we control the deliver the messages. And here, the first part is a session initial protocol. That is how we start this session with different users. Take a few protocols. For example, the first one, COM GMT, that is auto discovery protocols for Skype for Business, how the client can find the Skype business server. So you do not need to configure the IP, the server address in the client. That's very similar to Exchange, right? And like SIP AE is for talk about the authentication for the users. Like SIP RE is called talk about how we route the message between different users. And the second part is about the conference protocol, because for Skype for Business, the most important thing is a conference, right? Because basically it's an online conference management system. So the core of the protocol family is a conference. So we have conference protocols. ConferBase is a basic framework for the how we set up the conference. And ConferPro is a process. It's worked with the basic. This defines the basic message structure for set up the conference. And Pro is talk about process, how the real process we can use it to set up the conference. And ConferIM is used for transfer the instant message between different user. And AV is used to transfer the audio and video data between different user. So why audio and video users, actually they have one protocol, is because the payload is the same, it's RTP. ConfigAS is talk about the application share. So that is basically the core protocol in this protocol family. And in the right side, we have some media protocols that talk about the real media transferred between different user. In the top of the right panel, you can see that's a bunch of protocols that talk about the actual real-time media format, like H.264.6pf is one kind of format. RTP, DTMF, they are all some different format transferred in different kind of network, because some And we also have some kind of protocols which help the media can go through the firewall and edge server. You can remember that in I showed the simple deployment of the link. You have a firewall and edge server over there. So those protocols can help this real-time media to go through that firewall and edge server. So this is a protocol family. And in 2015, we added two new protocols. Previously, all the link protocols, they are based on SIP. But in 2015, we added two REST protocols that is based on REST. The CVW REST is used for, you can use your cell phone to answer the phone call. Because, for example, if you have the client installed in your computer, you see the a call coming into your computer, but you can route it to your phone in your table. You can pick up the phone to answer that call. So that is a CVW REST is talking about how we do that. And the EC REST is event channel protocols. That is event happens in the conference where how we get the event change in the conference, like someone joined the meeting, someone left, or you have a new media added into this conference, or media removed from this conference. That is EC REST, this protocol responsible for. So that's all for the protocol family overview. Then we will take a look at the step into one of the most commonly used protocol is SIP REG. Actually, it's every fourth step every time we use the Skype, that is a login process. So it's simple enough. So I choose this protocol to demo the difference between Exchange and SharePoint protocols. And here you can see, actually in the bottom, I capture, this is a screenshot from the protocol. You can see, actually, most of the link protocols, not all, because we also have some REST protocols, but most of the link protocols is just define some extension to the standard IFC SIP protocols takes this SIP REG, for example, it only extend inherent four things from the standard protocol. It from the first protocol, it only inherent the SIP message format and inherent regest message. And also from another standard protocol, it inherent the subscribe message and the notification message. So that is we do not define any new message or any new behavior. We just pick a subset from some of the standard protocols to implement Skype for Business. So that is the difference, is the biggest difference from the like Exchange and SharePoint protocols. So this is a SIP REG. And at last hour, use a very typical use scenario to demo that how those protocols can work together to get an online conference call. So here, I only use two users for demo because it's simple enough. But most of the time, we have a lot of users. So the scenario is that user one want to have an online conference meeting with user two. So the first step for the user one, it will register an authentication with the server and log in to create the session. After that, because I will have an audio video conference, so I need to create the audio video conference here. Each line right here actually is a lot of message transfer between the client and server, but I just used one line here to make it simple. After create the audio conference framework, the client and the server need to negotiate the audio and video configuration. Why we need that? Because the designer for the Skype for Business, I think some kind of smart, actually he creates a different way for the control message and the real media message. They use a totally different connection. So the control message, like a register authentication, like create the framework, I use the one connection. But when I want to transfer the real data, our create another connection to transfer the data. This is smart because if the network quality is really bad, because most of our control messages, the message is very short, right? So we can transfer this control message, but some of the real media package, we lose something that doesn't matter a lot, right? So we need to negotiate the audio video configuration for transfer the real-time media. After that, everything is set up for user one, then user one will let the server know I want to invite the second user. And after that, the server will route this request to user two, and also the user two need to negotiate the audio video conference configuration. And after user two is ready, he will send a notification to the server to say that I'm ready, so I'm going to join this conference. After that, the server will route this message to user one, that let user one know that this second user is ready, we can transfer the media now. So now the user one start to send data to the server, and the server will distribute the data to the second user. It's very simple here for the five step because it's only one user, but most of the times there are a lot of contributors to the media. Maybe two users at the same time, they will send the data to the server and the server will mix the data, have some internal process to mix the data and distribute it to the other bunch of clients. So scenario, and that is the protocols used in those steps. For the fourth step, the registration and authentication, it will use the SIP REG and SIP AE. for the Create audio video conference seat where you use ComfortBus, ComfortPro, ComfortAV protocol. And for the three step to negotiate the configuration, we will use the three protocols is used to get some IP address from the AG server, which I can use it to transfer the media data and some. And the step four, SIP RE, is talk about how I can route this message. That is, use this protocol that server can route the message from user one to user two. And step five, we talk about the transfer the real-time media. We have used RTP, SRTP, SSRTP. That is a format of those medias. Okay, so that is a very short description for Skype for Business. Do you guys have any question for this one? Yes. Yeah.
In the previous versions of Skype for Business,
yes,
we were able to do something like send SMS messages,
yeah,
make calls, ready the calls, things like that.
Yeah. Skype for Business. I'm not sure which kind of version you use, but from.
But before Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
Was property of Microsoft.
Yeah.
They have their version of Skype for Business.
Ah, okay. Actually, from my view, Skype for Business is totally. I would say its link is not Skype. It's just merged some feature from the Skype to link to make it as Skype for Business. So for sure, I think we will lose some feature from Skype. Yeah, yeah.
And when you say that the user is sending data,
yeah,
that means that may change the device during the call, for example.
Yeah.
Something like a Robin.
Robin?
For example.
Yeah.
One time I saw a solution from Cisco.
Yeah.
During a call in my cell phone, for example.
Yeah.
And when I go to my office, I just change the device.
Yeah.
And take the call from my table phone.
Yeah.
And hang up in my cell phone.
Yeah.
To take the call.
Yeah.
And just change the device.
Okay.
I don't have to lose the call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that possible?
For Skype Business, if you have a call, every device will ring. Because for us, we have a cell phone, we have a phone, we have a software in our computer. They will respond at the same time. You pick up each one, will answer the.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
but you can transfer.
Yeah,
the devices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can transfer, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more questions? Okay, thanks for today. And. Hope you guys can join for the dinner. We have a great view, wonderful view in that cafeteria. You can see the whole Bellevue Town Center in the night. It's super beautiful, I promise. And also, you can see the Lake of Washington. It's amazing. So you guys don't want to miss it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.